Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm 10 pounds of Albert Brooks in a 5-pound pair of Finding Nemo boy shorts. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you. That was a hard one to get out, but I did it. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Stanley Two Chains, for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. And this is our last episode of our 11th year. Our 12th anniversary is next week, so this is it'll get it all out. Whatever you want to get out, whatever you promise to get out, this is for all of our guests, whatever you promise to get out in our first 11 years, make sure you say it on today's show. And my name is Scott Aukerman, and speaking of shows, we have a great one. We have a wonderful comedian coming up. We also have a small business owner. That's right, 2021 is the year of the small business owner. And this week is no exception. We have another one and a new guest. We've never had them on the show before. Also, we have a former politician is on the show. So that's exciting. So we're really covering the gamut between comedy, small business, and politics. If you have ever wanted to hear the intersection of those three jobs, this show is for you. By the way, we had the... probably the most important night it was certainly Oscars night to shine last night. The Oscars, yes, were last night out of the 12 days of Oscars. That was probably number one. That is number one with a bullet. We have, of course, the nominations are probably number two. I can't remember what the other 10 days of Oscars are, but last night was the Oscars. And coming up now, our first guest. I didn't meet on the Oscars, but we wrote on one particular year of the Oscars together, and we...
That's right.
Maybe solidified our friendship. It was maybe a little... It was tenuous at best before then. It was a little like we were circling each other, saying like, no, I'm the big dog. No, you're the big dog.
It wasn't a deep bond before our time together, but we found it.
We found it there in the Oscars. I think that, those days of just sitting around wondering if we're ever going to get even a phrasing of a joke in. Really,
sure, if you would even look at our side of the table, I think.
Nope. Was
the,
Never happened.
And he did not. He did not look at our side.
But you know him, of course, from such television shows as, I believe he played a hot boyfriend on Insecure. Am I getting that correct?
Yes.
Every yes, word of it.
That was what they wrote in the parentheses. You
hot
know,
boyfriend.
They,
did you have a name on boyfriend. That show?
Jared was the name.
Jared.
There, There was some debate
like
over
the
whether
dude,
they
the
would,
subway guy?
That was the big concern. Was it was right after he had molested all those kids, and they were like, "Are we committed to this name?" And apparently, they were.
They were like, "This name is too good."
They were like, did "We you can't ever, give up Jared."
And I'll introduce you in a second. But did you ever on that show? Did you ever pull your pants out to show that they used to be really big and you slimmed down?
They cut that scene, and I honestly think that would have been the difference maker for me becoming a series regular. You know what I mean? If you pull those pants out, you got to follow the whole journey. But unfortunately, they didn't let that sit.
Oh, Jared.
Yeah.
But we wrote on the Oscars together, and currently he has a wonderful podcast called My Mama Told Me, which is on iHeart or anywhere podcasts are sold or distributed. And please welcome back to the show our old friend Langston Kerman. Hello.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Hey, Langston, you are holding up your arms like the world champion you are.
I'm celebrating, baby. I'm back. And
that's
I'm back.
Right. You're back,
and
baby.
I'm honored to be back before the 12th year. I'm honored to not have made the anniversary cut. Fuck it. I'm happy to be here on the last day of the 11th year. It's beautiful.
Yes, that's right. You, I believe this is what, your third or fourth time on the show?
Sweet three.
Sweet three. This is the third. This is the trifecta.
Yeah. Give me that jacket like SNL does.
Well, that was for five.
I'll give it
back.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you think it's like the Masters where you have to give it? Wait, which one do you give the jacket back? Isn't there one of those awards where you have to like you get to wear a jacket for a year and then you give it back?
Yeah, I think it's one Stanley of those Cup? Golf things. Yeah. I don't know. I frankly don't know.
Speaking of golf, what do you think about Tiger?
I hope those legs are okay.
Hey, they come in handy when you're golfing, I gotta say. Although I think it would be good to segue into people who don't necessarily need to use their legs for golf. I think it'd be cool if we had like hovercrafts that are like, you know, you know those like Professor X like floating wheelchairs that he had in the 90s for a while.
Oh,
you know,
sure. And that'll give you a sweet like boost.
That's what I'm saying.
Push yourself forward, and then you can hit it real far, Happy Gilmore style.
Yes, exactly. And it would bring a whole new era of golfing into it if we just had hovercraft technology. I think it would get the kids interested in golf. Like literally, are kids interested in golf these days?
I don't think so. And I hope that this podcast inspires more kids to break their legs and explore hovercraft golf.
What were the sports, Langston? Look, we got to know each other during the Oscars. That has been previously established. But I do. There are so many questions about you that I don't know. What were some of the sports that you enjoyed as a child, if any?
Oh, I actually loved basketball. I was a big basketball man.
It's that orange round ball.
It's the orange round one. That's right. With the little stripes on it.
How can you actually not love it?
I played for the practice team for the women's practice team in college. I was a practice player.
What exactly does that mean? You practice against the actual women's team?
That's right. So they
or you practice and during the practices, and then they take over during the games.
Yeah, I just wait till they're practicing and like decide that's when I want to shoot around. Is the energy I go
get off
with.
The court?
Come on, ladies, let me play.
So you played a little bit. What position? I know there's probably forward, center forward, something like that. Are those positions in basketball?
Center is a position and forward is a position. The combination does not exist, but I love that you built it.
Well, what should it exist, though? Should there be six players out there on the court?
I like that. And I'd love, if there are six players, I would love somebody who just sort of runs the baseline and yells encouraging words. That'd be nice. Of just
why not?
Back
hey,
and
you're
forth,
doing just, great.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Don't be shy. Show off those arms.
I think there could be someone floating above the basket trying to block it, though. That's, you know, like basketball is essentially hockey tilted on its side, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in hockey, you have a goalie. So shouldn't there be like, here's my thing. Rotate basketball 90 degrees.
Yep.
Put it on the floor. Have a goalie around the basket.
This is, hey.
The ball can still be round and orange. Don't worry, fans.
We're not trying to change the whole game. We're just doing a little tilt. Just a slight tilt and maybe
a
goalie.
Slight tilt.
This reminds me of, what's the Harry Potter game? The
Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Where you're chasing the snitch.
Yeah, you're chasing those snitches and the bludgers or bludgeons of, I can't remember.
Yeah, what are they? They might be bludgers.
Bludger. I think it's those are the hard balls that hit people while they're flying around and trying to score points.
That's the thing. All these games, football, basketball, baseball, they have one ball.
Yep.
You know, like, hey, let's do this pinball rules. Suddenly, like, three balls get put out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the batter can hit them all if he wants to. And he can score, like if he hits three triples, you know, he goes around nine bases, which means he gets to first, but scores two runs.
Yeah, let's see how talented you are now, LeBron James, you sick fuck. If we put three balls out there,
you sick fuck.
You know what you did, you sick fuck.
Well, I forgot about your beef with LeBron King James. What do you think of that Space Jam 2? What do you think about that?
I'm excited for it. One way or the other, it's going to make for good memes. I'm not sure that it's going to be a good film by any means. Even the premise of it feels really confusing. And
what
a little,
is the premise? Because I never saw the first Space Jam. Don't tell Sean Distin that, because suddenly I'll have to do a podcast about it.
Well, the first Space Jam is exciting because Michael Jordan, he retires from basketball, right? He says,
Did he do it on Space Jam?
He did it on Space Jam.
Really? So he told the world he was retiring in the movie Space Jam. And that's how the news broke.
He puts on his biggest suit and he says, world, I'm through with basketball. I'm going to play baseball now.
I didn't see that in The Last Dance. I remember the press conference, but I don't remember cartoon characters being around him.
This is sort of the subtext. This is in that space where they just started making up an additional story that hid underneath the main story, which is Michael Jordan playing basketball.
I understand. So this is all subtext. So he retires and that's the end of the movie. This doesn't sound
exciting.
No,
it is not. That's actually where it begins. So
the inciting incident.
Yes. And so he retires and he's playing baseball poorly. And Newman from Seinfeld is there and he's supporting him for some reason. But then the cartoon characters, they're having their own shenanigans.
Thank you for the layperson, cartoon characters.
The Looney Tunes are dealing with some shenanigans of a group of aliens who come to Earth and use a basketball to create magical powers from that basketball. They
use that orange round ball?
That orange round ball, but this time it's cursed with the powers of other NBA players that they've stolen. So Muggsy Bogues, you know Muggsy Bogues, you're a big fan.
Sure, of course.
Muggsy Bogues, Sean Bradley, who was in a terrible car accident and now is paralyzed. But we didn't have to bring that up.
Yeah, why even bring that up?
Sean Bradley, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, and another, it might have been Larry Johnson. I can't remember. But the point is, all their powers get stolen, put in a ball, and now the aliens are playing the Toon Squad for their freedom. And then Michael Jordan has to step in to help save them from slavery on a different planet.
This sounds insane. This is the actual plot of the movie, or are you gilding the lily?
Wish I was making this up. This is 100% the plot of that film. God.
So so what's the plot then of the second Space Jam? Everyone's a slave and I'm assuming Michael Jordan didn't succeed.
Michael Jordan did in fact succeed. So
spoilers,
one of the most
for Space Jam.
One of the most powerful moments of the film is when Michael Jordan realizes that because he's in the Toon world, he can apply Toon rules to his own body. So he stretches his arm much like a cartoon character would to dunk a final basket.
Like Meadowlark Lemon in the Globetrotters cartoon?
That's
when he
right.
turned into spaghetti? Or
it's
did he turn
exactly
into the
that
big
premise.
Round orange ball. I can't remember. It was one of them.
Listen, you're much older than me, Scott. I have no memory of what you're talking about. What are you, Gen T? I don't know any of your references.
Now, Langston, one thing that is going on with you were telling me right before the show, mere seconds before the show, I barely had time to process it. It was swimming around my mind, and I was like, oh, my God, how does this work? How does this happen? But you are currently head writing a television show that's going to be out in a matter of weeks, in maybe 3 weeks or so. Is that right?
That's right. It's a wonderful new show on HBO called Pause with Sam J. It's starring Sam J. And it's great. It's a late night show. She talks shit. We laugh. It'll be a great time.
Be funny if there was a show like Pause with Sam J. and it didn't have Sam J. in it. and then Sam J watches and is like, what the fuck? Can they do that? It's just, but I mean, a title
Pals
could
with
be
Sam J starring Donnell Rawlings. Just it's just like, his show. He just like picked our name.
A title doesn't legally have to be accurate. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
You know, like I went to see Avengers Endgame. And they're making more Avengers movies. You know, it wasn't right. literally the Endgame. I can't sue them.
That's fair. That was a real false start on their or false end on their part.
It really was
trying to trick us.
Throw Mama from the train. I went and I was like, check. They threw her from the train. Okay, good. Mm. But most titles aren't that accurate.
Run Lola, run. She ran.
She ran, and then she ran again. So yeah. And then, quite honestly, she ran several more times.
She so ran
they could
a
have
bit.
Added a few runs.
Yeah, they that was their problem, was they didn't add enough runs in that title. It was.
I'm now realizing, by the way, you saying Run Lola Run, that Run Ronnie Run, a movie that I co-wrote, is a parody of Run Lola Run. I don't think I put that together until now. Oh, well.
Are you feeling good or bad about that discovery?
Probably bad.
Okay, sure.
Almost everything about that makes me feel bad. And so what, this is a talk show? Is it in front of an audience? Is it like, you know, the Tonight Show kind of thing? Or
no,
what exactly
not at all.
Like?
We're trying to break all the rules. No audience. This is, it's
what?
More like a... It's more like a fun party that's being thrown in an apartment with friends and then taking that stuff out into the world to talk to real human beings.
Real human beings. Well, real I hate it when they beings. Talk to fake human beings out there in those other talk shows.
It's exhausting. I'm sick of those stupid dogs.
Artificial intelligences.
From MIT running around
yes.
doing interviews.
Just barking.
Stupid cop dog. No.
Pounding on the ground with their paws. With Sam J.
And that was the original pitch that got thrown around, and we said no. We're
absolutely not. We want real live people on this show.
But we'll keep the title. We love what you wrote down as a title.
So you're the head writer of this show, and so this is different than when we did the Oscars together.
That's right. This is very
different. How has the experience been for you?
We talked briefly about this.
We
real
did.
Challenge.
I'm bringing up pre-show conversations to fill time.
It's just a different vibe. You don't get to sit and riff and be silly. You got to be sort of responsible and like a mommy in the room at all times. And it's not
having
always
the other
great.
Writers suckle your teat.
Yeah,
your comedy teat.
These teats are raw. I just want to let these teats out in the air.
Your nipples are sore. Comedy nipples, of course.
Comedy
we're talking
nipples.
About. Yes.
My regular nipples are fine, folks at home.
There's nothing funny going on with those.
They
we're
are
purely
just
speaking
fine.
Metaphorically. Well, you were telling me who the writers are before the show, and I won't allow you to say their names on the show, but you have a really good crew. This is going to be a good show. And where is it to be beheld? Is that on HBO?
Behold it, everyone, on HBO or HBO Max. May 20th is when it comes out.
May
so, yeah.
20th. And can you give us a little tease of what people might see in the first show? Have you, you know, is it like what type of thing will we see?
A lot of shit talking, a lot of partying, and a lot of problematic language and behavior. I think that covers.
Seems to me like I could just watch the movie Eurotrip for that.
Is that the one
Should
where
I
Tom
just do
Green?
That?
Is that Tom Green eats the rat? I don't remember.
That I think is Road Trip. Maybe
Road
that's
trip,
the that's
sure.
the one where they're going across the country to retrieve a sex tape. Is that right? Is that really what movies were about back then?
I believe so. I believe. And Tom Green wasn't even on the trip. He just was meant to stay home and take care of the snake. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. And they probably like filmed a bunch of him doing a bunch of funny stuff, and then
yep.
had him come back for more. And yeah, no, Eurotrip is Eurotrip.
You're a trip.
I saw it once, but I don't remember anything about it. But well, this sounds great. Pause with Sam J.
And you gotta say it that slow.
Out May 20 HBO. And are they still saying it's not TV? It's HBO.
I haven't heard them say that catchphrase recently. I don't I don't watch it live, so maybe that's
they don't
still
say it around
thing.
The office.
No, the old water cooler. The heads of HBO come down and don't call this TV.
You're there with the stars of Game of Thrones and Mayor of Easttown.
Nobody's brought it up, but I'll ask for sure.
You should try to slip into one show. By the way, HBO is just TV. And see if you get pushback.
Hey, just to be clear, I know we're not supposed, but it's TV. This is TV.
It's just TV. I mean, that's all HBO.
It's just TV.
Well, that comes out May 20, and My Mama Told Me is out right now. You've been doing it about a year because we talked to you less than a year ago and you were about to start it, I believe, in the summer.
Yeah.
So you have a good bundle of episodes out there that people can listen to, and people can hear those on iHeart. Langston, can you stick around? We have to take a break, if that's okay.
It'd mean the world to me.
To take a break or to stick around?
To take a break and to stick around. Both of those things.
Okay, great. Equally meaning the world to you. When we come back, we have a small business owner. And of course, we have a former politician coming up. Very exciting show. You do not want to miss this. We will be right back with the very last episode of Comedy Bang Bang in our 11th year. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Langston Kerman here of My Mama Told Me, which is a podcast. He's very enthusiastic about it. He just said, when I mentioned it.
You bring it up, I jump with joy.
That's the Langston Kerman promise.
Joy.
Hey, either one. If you see him out there on the street and you say, "Hey, my mama told me," he'll say, "Yeah, yeah." And jump for joy and with and joy.
I'll bite you, you piece of shit. You know what you did.
You hate your fan base, don't you?
I fucking hate them. They're garbage contempt. Humans.
Well, we have to get to our next guest here. He is, I mentioned he is a small business owner. This, of course, is the year of small business owners, and business is getting back on its feet better than ever. We are rebounding, and the economy is coming back strong, and I, of course, want to talk to him about that. He is a liquor store owner. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, to Original Fig.
Thanks, Scott. Hey, Scott Langston, how you doing? It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Doing really well.
Hey, great to meet you.
Great to meet you. So now, Original Fig, that's such an interesting name. It sort of reminds me of Harry Potter's neighbor, old Mrs. Fig. You ever meet her?
You know, I don't know fig people.
Oh, but, okay. So you don't know. Let's list the fake people that you don't know. Chewbacca?
Don't know.
Okay, who else do we got? Langston, you got any fake people?
Chevy Chase's character in the Vegas movie.
Don't know.
What about, is Hunter S. Thompson real or is he fake?
He's a real dude, yeah.
He's a real, do you know him though?
He's passed on. No, I never met him. I know who he is though.
Okay. What about the, what about that character from Titanic? The guy who drives around the submarine and talks to the old lady at the end. Is he real or is he fake?
Brock Lovett, the treasure hunter. I believe he's a real dude.
Okay. He's real.
Yeah.
But the old lady fake?
Fake lady.
Fake lady.
Oh, the lady was
real
fake.
Real dude, fake lady. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a classic case. Real dude, fake lady.
That was the alternate title for the Aerosmith song, wasn't it?
I think it was the alternate title for Titanic.
Real dude.
I think like focus
fake lady,
groups
big
said,
boat.
Yeah, focus groups are like, you should really highlight the Titanic in this.
That may be the one reason we're going to see it.
Yeah, I don't think, because you never talk about the dude being real or lady being fake. I think you should really lead with Titanic. It's famous. It's like a famous boat.
It's probably the most famous boat, isn't it? Yeah, we don't think of boats in terms of fame usually, but Titanic, I think, takes the cake.
It is probably the most famous boat. Mm-hmm. It's right up there with like the Jaws boat.
Yeah, what was that called again?
The Orca.
Oh, that's right. And then they made a movie called Orca, which was Jaws ripoff.
Yeah, with a killer whale.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Killer whales don't even eat people.
Well, you got to get them angry. And so like, I think what if memory serves, it was Richard Harris, Bo Derek, and a third person. And if memory serves, they were like hunting killer whales, and they killed a killer whale baby, and then the killer whale mother was like, a killer whale mother never forgets. And so somehow, even though this thing was in the water and everyone else was on land, they managed to put themselves in situations where this killer whale was chomping down on them.
It's a real John Wick in the water kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Thank you for co-signing.
You guys really left me hanging on that one. And I won't forgive you for that.
Langston, I'm sorry. I think about it.
I gotta say, Richard Harris and Bo Derek, I don't need a third person.
Too bad, you got one. His name is lost in a mist of time.
Lost in a mist of time. What a weird name.
Lost to the mists of time.
Okay.
No, I didn't say his name was that. I said his memory, the memory of him.
Oh, I see. I understand now. Original Fig. What is
now that that's out of the way?
Now that we have that covered, what a unique name.
Thank you. Yeah, it's. It comes from, I'm the oldest of five children, and we're all named Fig in different order, right? So I'm the oldest. I was Original Fig.
Were you first named Fig, and then they had to clarify once Fig came out?
My parents planned this out, and so
they were
Fig.
Playing three-dimensional chess.
I mean, is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah, I'd like to play a little three-dimensional chess, if you know what I mean.
It's like a euphemism for fucking.
Boy, I don't know.
So then they had...
I appreciate that kind of language.
Then there was Next Fig, which is my sister.
Oh, okay.
Additional Fig, which is our little brother.
Okay.
What? Another one, Fig?
I'm sorry. This is where I stop you, Original, because you said they planned this out.
Yeah.
And so they always plan to name this kid what? Another?
That's right.
So they were surprised in the planning stages, and they decided to roll that over into the naming stage.
My parents, you got to understand, my parents were whimsical people, and they were like, what do names matter? It's just it's just a way that the establishment can keep track of you, you know?
Names are just a thing invented for society to put you in jail.
Yeah, exactly. And they were, they were like, I guess they didn't think about how it's going to affect us having these names, but they didn't care. And so
I mean, you seem to have taken to it like an orca to land in that movie.
I don't get that analogy.
Wait, you said he was on land chomping things up.
It doesn't feel good to be left hanging, does it, Scott? It feels real bad.
Okay, I'll never forgive you guys now.
But I got to press you on this, Scott. I want to know how I'm like the orca from the movie Orca.
You've taken to it in the same way that this orca in the movie Orca seemed to be very comfortable on land.
No, okay, I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding here. Mm-hmm. The orca never got on land. Somehow these people kept putting themselves in a position where they would be near the orca in the water.
In the water. So they would go out they would meet the orca. They wouldn't meet halfway. Or would they?
No, it's not like the orca would jump up on the beach, like in the shallows, and then they'd come out there like, okay, the meeting place has been ordained.
Fight me, motherfucker. And he's just on the edge of the beach. Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't see the film, so thank you for clarifying.
Richard Harris kept going out in a boat, and the orca kept following him around. Eventually, like, there's just... this was extremely avoidable, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, we don't have to. Man is not meant to necessarily go out there into the deep waters. They should remain unexplored.
There's two worlds, and three if you count the sky. So it's like if you're a land being, stay on the land. If you're a water being, stay in the water. If you're in the sky, I personally find it insulting that birds ever touch the ground. Like, I'll give them trees, but they should never be down on the ground. What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's just, it's an affront.
This has nothing to do with you down here.
Yeah. If I see a bunch of pigeons in the street and they're like pecking at a bunch of garbage in the gutter, I'm like, what are you doing? You got the power of flight. Get up there.
The one thing that I would like them to do is to come down to the ground to take their poops. They come down to the pavement, take a poop on the pavement, and then go back. Because the whole flying around,
sense, yeah.
You know, the flying around and doing it on our heads, you know, I mean, that's...
Scott, Original's point, they just swoop, and then they don't have to land on
exactly.
the ground.
Just make, drop it, make off. A show out of it. Make a show out of it. You know what I mean?
Sort of hover like a golfer above a tee.
A golfer with shit legs who's trying to hit better.
I don't think they have to hover. I think Langston's right. They like they swoop down.
Can
they
you
drop
take
their
a poop
payload
that quickly? It takes a minute.
No, I'm not a bird.
Wait, birds are the quickest shitters out of the whole entire animal kingdom.
They're shitting as they're flying. What do you think they're doing?
That's not to say that they're doing it quickly.
You think they're like a True Lies helicopter just like hovering up there?
I don't think
like
birds
flapping
are
their
squeezing.
Wings as fast as possible.
I don't know that they're necessarily constipated.
It's pretty runny. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out your name.
Well, now you know.
Okay, so who's the fifth Fig?
All right, so it's me, Original. Then there's Next. Then there's Additional. Mm-hmm. Then there's what? Another? And then there's Enough Already.
Enough Already Fig.
Yeah.
And that of course, is the last one. There couldn't Gotta possibly be another.
Yeah. Well, they did have another child after that, but gave him up for adoption.
No. Oh, no. Because it didn't fit into their plan?
Exactly. They had a plan. They stuck to it.
Wow.
Did they name it before they gave the baby up, or
they refused.
Wow.
They refused.
I think that's rude to name the baby if you're giving it up for adoption, even if it's up to like 5 years old. It's like,
that's
if you're,
fair.
You know what I mean?
They were like, let's give somebody else a chance. But also, they stuck to their plan. And that's it. That, you know, my parents, God rest their souls, you know, whatever you want to say about
them. Oh, I'm so sorry they're dead.
Why?
I assume you care about them, and
I do. But death comes to all things.
Well, certainly, but did it have to come so soon to your parents?
Well, they lived a good long life. I mean,
how long?
They lived to be in their hundreds.
Oh wow,
hundreds! So more than one. or within the after a century mark before the
after
second century
a, after
mark.
A century mark, yeah.
Okay, so how old? I mean, that's not too weird.
I'm 65 years old.
Oh, okay.
So my parents were long lived. They lived to be my dad lived to be 112, and my mom lived to be 120.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. And so you were their first child.
That's right.
So you didn't kick in until
they had you when they were in their 50s.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
They came to want to be parents late in life because they said, let's live for a while. Let's just be us for a while. Mm. And then after a while, they're like, oh shit, we're in our 50s. We better have some babies. And so they did. They ingested unbelievable amounts of fertility drugs, both of them. And they made it happen.
And I would imagine boner pills as well.
Not necessary.
You gotta have some boner pills in there. Not more for the fun of it, I have to assume.
Sure.
Well, they weren't a thing back then.
Oh, 50 years ago, yeah, they hadn't invented boner pills, I guess.
Mm. 65 years ago.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, 65 years ago. So you were born.
But you're also right. 50 years ago, they didn't exist as well.
So you were born in 1945? Am I getting the math right? No, or 55.
55, probably.
Yeah. Which is about when Fonzie was ruling over Al's Diner and the like.
And he did not have any boner pills when he was.
Nope. He did it all natural.
Jukebox.
He was having like, he would like date triplets. Remember that?
Yeah. Without the assistance of boner pills. Crazy.
Man, what a man.
What a guy. What a
hero.
Guy.
And none of us know our birthdays. Our parents forbid us to know our birthdays. They wanted us to choose for ourselves, but I never chose one.
Oh, so you don't celebrate your birthday, but you know how old you are?
I don't, and nobody else does.
Wow. Okay, so
They gave us a year.
Oh, they gave you a 365-day window.
Are you one of those people who then does like a birthday year? Are you like, you know, people do a birthday month, a birthday week? You're just not celebrating at all, or are you celebrating constantly?
I don't celebrate at all, but I do celebrate constantly. Thank you.
High five.
I love life, and I'm glad to be alive.
Hey, life loves you by the looks of it. I mean, you look fantastic. You, your frame you have a hulking, bulky frame that is very imposing.
I come from stocky stock. You know, we're all big people. You know, and I think
was your mother a giantess?
She's pretty tall. She's pretty
tall. I mean, she lived to be 120 years old. How tall?
My dad was 6'7". My mom was 6'5". And, you know, they were a very striking couple. If you see a photo of them, you'd think like, oh, there's like a, you know, that's a nice couple. He's tall and she's more petite. But then you see him in person and some people would
be scared out of your wits.
Well, some people, you just be overwhelmed. Like some people, I remember like seeing other kids at school would like look up at them and then they would get so overwhelmed at how big they were, they would fall down.
By fainting, or they would just like
lose themselves.
Of equilibrium.
They would lose equilibrium. That's right.
Wow.
And they would just sort of fall to the ground.
So your father's 6'7", your mother's 6'5". Were those two inches the difference between your father not living those extra 8 years that your mother lived?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a great thing, you know what I mean? Like they got those great big bodies, and it's just too much. It's just too much.
Well, this is an incredible story. I mean, your parents, you said they're whimsical. They did sound very whimsical, especially for the 50s. How old are your siblings? Are they around the same age? Did they have them
all? We're all Irish twins, so we're all like very close in age.
Okay, so 65, 66, 67, maybe a couple are 67 at the same time. And then
no, I'm the oldest, remember?
No, he's the oldest. He's original.
Whoops, I'm going the wrong way.
You are.
So one of them is the Paul McCartney special, 64.
That's right.
And then backwards from there.
That's exactly right.
You nailed it, Scott.
I'm proud of you.
Well, there couldn't be a lot to talk about regarding your liquor store.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, my friend.
Well, please, let's talk about it. I'm sure that's why you came on the show, is to drum up a little business.
You know, now that people are kind of emerging from their little caves and so on and so forth, I want to let everyone know that Gethsemane Liquor and Scratcher is back open for business. I mean, we never fully closed. It was just we would allow one person in the store at a time. And let me tell you something. During the pandemic, business was booming. People did not stop buying liquor and off-brand snacks and scratchers. So we did quite well. And you know, but I'm glad to be back open fully because, as you know, the liquor store is considered the center of the community. It's where the real discussion happens.
Sure.
And where people hang out. It's a hub of the neighborhood. And I'm glad.
That's why there's been so many television shows based in liquor stores.
Exactly.
There's rich conversations.
Where you just like, you lose time at the liquor store. You go in there for one thing, you just hang out all day.
Oh, man.
And you don't feel any shame about that.
No.
The suggestions of your personality or history with alcohol, none of that.
Exactly. Everyone knows. If you're looking for somebody, you want to find them, go to the liquor store. So at Gethsemane, we're going to be, getting back into doing all the community stuff that we like to do, because we like to think of ourselves as more than just a liquor store. We got a lot going on. Like, we're going to be doing, we have entertainment there. We have a little entertainment set up. Yeah.
Do you have like a stage or?
We have our aisles all sort of pointing towards this one area in front of there's the coolers where the beer are, right? Where the beer is. And then in the there's two banks of coolers on either side of a blank wall. And that wall is our performance area.
Mm. Okay. You really
So the aisles are like angled, so it's like the rays of the sun. You know what I mean?
I see. So it's like going into
a picture of the sun.
It's like going into a Rite Aid recently where they don't have just symmetrical aisles.
It's like going into a Rite Aid recently. That's the perfect way to put it.
Is that to deter shoplifting, why all of the aisles are in weird diagonal angles?
I couldn't tell you why Rite Aid does it, but for us, it's to point towards it's the idea that this sort of area radiates out into the store and hopefully the neighborhood.
Okay, wonderful.
And is this considered adult entertainment? Are you servicing just adults? Or
it's not pornography, if that's what you're asking, but it is.
I mean, I know when I see it, so.
It's for grown-ups, but we you know, maybe we'll do more kid-friendly stuff. But we got, you know, Langston, that's good to think about, because we could do some puppet shows in there, I'm pretty sure. We could probably build a puppet blind. But so far what we got is a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more earthy. Like, I had commissioned, I paid for this myself, to have Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass printed on scratch-off tickets.
There are nine, like, different... you know, the things you scratch off. What is that? That's like, it looks like it's silver and it looks like
it's right
to dust when you scratch it off.
They're like cards, and then you get a quarter and you scratch it off.
Oh, right. So is it big printed money on the actual silver stuff? I usually do with a dime, but
I'm a penny man, but you know, to each
you got
to
get, no, Langston, you got to get those ridges. You need those ridges. So quarter, dime, those are your best bets. Quarter is best because you can hold it more easily than any coin.
Sure.
Other than a 50 cent piece, of course.
Sacagawea is pretty big. And
Sacagawea is pretty big, and it did have the ridges. They're not as much in circulation anymore.
What about the Susie B's? Yeah.
Susie B's are great. But look, we're let's not get bogged down in the
Usher bucks.
Coins.
You could use some Usher bucks to scratch.
Yeah,
off.
Usher bucks, definitely. Yeah.
I haven't seen what Usher bucks look like.
I think you get the premise.
His face on them?
It's not crypto. It's like a real physical thing.
Oh no, he was literally going to strip clubs and giving physical paper.
Oh, that's what
instead
Usher
of,
bucks
instead
were.
Of tipping, yes.
He was
instead
tipping people with fake money, like play
yes.
money.
But yes, with but, his that, face but that on they it. Would they would appreciate it as a souvenir more than real money.
Yeah, because they're covered in oil and glitter. That's how fake money appreciates.
Strippers are doing it for the souvenirs, not necessarily the money.
That's right.
It's a passion project for these ladies.
So that's going to be the entirety of Leaves and Grass, Eliza Grass, that's going to be scratched off one line at a time. Wow. And we're getting actor Lance Henriksen to do that.
From Millennium?
That's right.
Wow.
From Pumpkinhead. And then we're going to do, I'm very excited about this, Security Cam Drag Race. Now, this is open to the entire neighborhood. Anybody can come in and compete. You know, you bring in your character, you bring in your best drag, got to have a great name. And me and the judges will be in the back room watching. So it's like you're on TV. And
you're watching security cam footage?
That's right. Of these
live
drag queens,
TV. Yeah,
you know, okay. doing the catwalk and everything.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to that. We got some great judges. We got Wallace Shawn
from Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Was he on that?
He played a Ferengi a couple of times.
Oh, a couple of times. Sure. That's why I give him that credit. Certainly not my dinner with Andre, where he was one of two cast members.
Hey, that's a lot like, you know, the Bo Derek and Richard Harris to me. You don't need a third.
You don't need that third.
That's right.
Thank you for not leaving me hanging. I will forgive you.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure you were completely done. So, it'll be, me, Wallace Shawn, and Malia Obama will be the judges.
Whoa, that's a pretty big pull.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this sort of programming, this season of entertainment at Gethsemane.
Yeah, is this summer entertainment or is this for autumn?
This will be this summer. We're going to start this summer. In winter, of course, we're going to do the Thanksgiving Passion Play, which is to show the true first Thanksgiving and highlight how...
I didn't know Jesus had anything to do with this.
No, not we're using Passion Play poetically. We're not putting Jesus in the first Thanksgiving. We're saying it's more the passion of the indigenous peoples of America and how, you know, the pilgrims were not great people. Let's say it. I mean, they were people that were seeking religious freedom to practice the worst form of religion possible.
And are you expecting that this is going to make people buy more alcohol? Is watching genocide take place in performance?
I mean, you don't think you're going to need a drink after that?
Do you let people drink during this? Do you have a license that enables customers to open up their bottles and cans?
Ironically enough, we do not have a liquor license in that sense. So you cannot drink in the store. But let me tell you something. People go out after that Thanksgiving Passion Play. People leave with bottles by the armload. I mean, you can't. It's like people are stocking up for the nuclear winter.
Wow, incredible. I mean, I wish there was a liquor store like that around me. I would love to see a little.
I wish so too, Scott. I wish there were liquor stores like this all over the place. And of course, in December we do the Christmas Carol.
Are you hoping to...
Do you play Scrooge? Hold on. Do you play Scrooge in Christmas Carol?
I do not play Scrooge. I will always play the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. So that I'm no actor. So all I can do
All
I can do is point, right? but it's a different cast every year. This year, we're very excited. We got Kaley Cuoco is playing...
Scrooge?
Kaley Cuoco. We're doing a gender bending Scrooge. Kaley Cuoco is Scrooge.
if it's gender bending, then who's playing Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim is Melissa Rauch. We're doing a lot of people from Big Bang, actually.
Is it a reunion, really?
It's an unofficial reunion.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, I mean, Langston, you were going to say?
No, listen, my question was stupid after all of those discoveries.
No such thing as stupid.
I guess I'm wondering if you guys are ever going to take this bad boy national,
you're going to franchise this? Yeah. Tour with the shows. Either one of those.
Sure.
That idea, I mean, I like keeping it special for the neighborhood. And again, to Scott's point, I wish more people would do this, you know, but I don't want to get into business of franchising it because I feel like that will take away the purity of it, you know, and it impugns the integrity of the liquor store, which is, of course, the neighborhood hangout where everybody is all day long.
Why did you get into this business? Is it because you felt that sense of community with the neighborhood, or?
I mean, my parents were alcoholics, so.
This is making sense.
I spent a lot of time, and they were like not functional. You know what I mean? They were crippled by alcoholism, and
lived a very long life.
They did. In some ways, I feel like they longed for death, but it wouldn't come. They would send me to the liquor store a lot, you know, to get them stuff. And so I just got a feel for it. And I felt like, I don't know, maybe it's because my home life was so bad. I liked being at the liquor store and I would spend a lot of time there.
I was going to say, maybe you're the one who spends the most time at a liquor store. I mean, generally.
Well, I mean, I'm the liquor store owner, so of course I'm going to be there more than the customers.
Yeah. But before you ever owned one, I would imagine you were the guy who's kind of hanging around, who didn't want to go home, who's striking up conversations with anyone that would come in. Usually when I go to a liquor store, I am ashamed that I'm there,
and why is
because
that?
It's part of my habit, and I'm I don't want anyone to see me, and they always cover up your purchases in a brown bag, so no one knows exactly what you're carrying out, but everyone knows what it is. It's liquor,
yeah,
and I'm trying to get in and out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's a real quick in and out for me as well. I've never built much community in the liquor store.
That's so strange to me.
I mean, but it seems
it's
like
also,
you were...
Scott, it's also funny to me that you say, like, they put it in a brown bag because it's shameful when it's enabling you to drink on the street. That's the whole purpose of the brown bag.
Well, sure. Yes.
As a service. It's not as a scolding.
No, I mean, I don't think the liquor store, like, what? I can't even imagine a situation where you would scold every customer who comes in.
Yeah, like, here.
What about Ed DeBevix?
Fucking shamed of yourself.
Have you ever considered being the Ed DeBevix of liquor stores?
No. Those chain restaurants where people like walk in expecting to be abused, I don't get that at all.
There's one in Seattle, I think it was called Breakfast Bitch, where you walk in and they go, "Welcome, bitch."
Thank you.
And they say, "What do you want, bitch?"
Oh, they just blow the punchline right up top. That's no good.
Really sounds intentional after a while if they're saying it that
much. Actually started to hurt my feelings after a while. They actually were rude to me of like, they called my name and they were like, "Scott, order for Scott." And there was someone before me whose name was Scott. And I looked over at him like, "Is it you, Scott? Or is it me, Scott?" And the guy yelled at me and was like, "Hey, bitch, I'm talking to you. This is your name, isn't it?" And I was like, "Now you're just hurting my feelings intentionally."
That's very aggressive.
Yeah,
no,
not to put Breakfast Bitch on blast, but
no, you should. Breakfast Bitch, you're on blast.
You're on blast, Breakfast Bitch.
How do you like it, you bitch?
Yeah, you're all a bitch over there, Breakfast Bitch.
I mean, I would assume that you would go in there and you'd get to meet the Breakfast Bitch.
That's what I thought.
They were saying you were the Breakfast Bitch because
you thought it was
going
to be like the Queen Alien in the movie Aliens or something. Like, I would meet the ultimate Breakfast Bitch.
What about the Borg Queen?
The Borg Queen, of course.
It'd be nice if the Breakfast Bitch went table to table to check on her various bitches underneath, you know?
But we're not part of it.
If this was a character like in a puffy mascot costume who like came over and said, "And how are my Breakfast Bitches doing today?"
That's what I assumed it was. So I was very surprised to find out that I was the Breakfast Bitch.
Do you use bitches want some more waffles or syrup?
Well, this is wonderful. Gethsemane Liquor and Scratcher, named after, of course, the garden where our dear Lord, what did he do in there? He prayed a lot.
He suffered his agonies. He cried tears of blood.
That's right. And Judas came up and gave him a big old smooch.
Oh, so unnecessary.
It's like, "Hey, man, turn me in." But
so unnecessary.
Why do you got to do that?
Like, I know you don't mean it. You know what I mean? Don't kiss me if you don't mean it.
Is that the most sarcastic kiss on record?
Probably.
I can't think of a more sarcastic kiss.
What about
Godfather 2? Probably some kisses in Family Matters where Laura and Steve, you know, there were a few of those that felt sarcastic.
Yeah, that's true. And original fig, you're right, Godfather 2. That's probably number two.
"I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart." And then he kisses him on the head.
I thought it was the lips. I remember it being the lips.
It's the mouth.
Was it the lips?
I think it's a little mouth action.
Did you avert your eyes, original fig?
It's like incest.
Yeah. That's why everybody loves that film.
It's like flowers in the attic.
Well, everyone go out there.
That's right. Gethsemane Liquor and Scratcher. All top shelf liquor, all off-brand snacks.
Okay, and why off-brand? You don't want to enter any...
Saves money.
Of course. To the customer or to yourself?
Everybody.
Everyone saves money, but why then the top shelf liquor?
You got to treat yourself.
Okay, I understand. You have a very, I can't quite how tell
good,
where you
look,
come
how
from.
Good is the best beef jerky? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you might as well save some money. But if you're going to get fucked up, make it good liquor.
And are you an alcoholic as well, like your parents?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure.
And your siblings, are they alcoholics?
All of them. Yeah,
and you're drunk alcoholics. Right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
What is this, Flight?
All right. Well, we need to
great
take a break.
Movie.
Great movie. Did you see the end? He cleans up and goes to prison.
No, I think I left after the hearing. I was like, my man.
All right. We need to take a break. If you guys can stick around, we have a former politician on the show. So that's exciting. Not sure if you guys are into politics, but we'll be right back with more Comedy
Love
Bang Bang
them.
After this.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it, and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. You can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Langston Kerman of My Mama Told Me podcast. Boom. And the upcoming Pause with Sam J. And we also have Original Fig from, I'm surprised you didn't put the name Original Fig in your liquor store name, because it sounds to me like it's something that would make your liquor store name pop. You know
it's such
I mean?
An original name.
Original Fig's Fig. Liquor.
I wanted people, you know, I didn't want the focus to be on me. And I also wanted to use a name that was familiar to people.
Gethsemane, of course.
It's a garden. It's a famous garden. And I think a liquor store is a garden.
Well, we have to get to our next guest. And this is exciting. I don't believe he's ever been on the show before. I'm trying to remember if he has. I don't think so. Even when he was a reality television star, did we ever have him on the old promotional circuit? I don't think we have. This is a first for Comedy Bang Bang, just getting in under the wire in our 11th year. He is a former politician. He held the office of President of the United States. I believe he was in the mid-40s of people to hold that office. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Donald Trump.
Hello, Scott. So wonderful to be talking to you on Comedy Death Ray, which is, you know, it's such a popular show and everybody loves it so much. You do such a good job on the show and everybody Thank loves you. It. And you've lost so many listeners, so many people just stopped tuning in. And it's such a shame because it was such a beloved show. And now you're dealing with this new problem where everybody hates it. And you've never had so much support. I mean, frankly, people just love the show so much. You're doing so great. And my God, 12 years with Death Ray is just so wonderful.
It is incredible. It's so wonderful. And I thank you for being part of these 11 years here just being our very last guest right before the anniversary.
Happy to do it. And so wonderful to be sharing the stage with Reggie. Reggie, you do such a good job with the
song. This is Langston, but...
when you do Reggie, the song, and I love it so much, and you do the drums, and you do all the hip-hop, and it's so wonderful. And we loved you as Mr. Obama on SNL. I thought that was also...
Yeah.
I thought you were the best with Barack.
It's a different dude. But yeah, no, keep going. Yeah.
But definitely you're in the ballpark, which is where, if you're a baseball player, that's where you want to be.
Baseball and we love ballparks. And when we get together and enjoy hot dog and enjoy the summer, I think it's a really beautiful thing that we do in this country in terms of baseball.
Well, wonderful. This is, by the way, this is Original Fig. He owns a liquor store. I don't know if you've met, but...
How you doing?
Original, you're a great American. We thank you so much for your many votes and for supporting me all these years.
Not sure if you... Original, are you assuming that he did?
Were you a supporter of his work?
I gotta be honest. I can't say that I was. I'm pretty apolitical. I don't vote. Never nice. Have. I never will.
That's the way to do it, I feel like. Hell, you know what, yeah. I mean? It's like we just normal people, we shouldn't have opinions on
just
this kind
step
of stuff.
Out
you know
of
what
it.
I mean?
Just let it all play out.
Now, you, what are you up to? I mean, this is one of the rare interviews you've given to, you know, I wouldn't say that we're a friendly outlet like the ones that you usually go on to. But,
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller, Scott. There's other
you
people
asked to be
that
on
I
the show.
Usually,
yeah.
I get to talk to a lot of people. I love calling into the shows because it saves me the trip of, you know, what should I use my Southwest points or what should I do? You know, what am I going to eat on the, are they even doing wine on the plane anymore? Of course, I don't drink it, but I do love to hold it up and look at it in the light plaintively and think about my life.
Sure.
It saves me the hassle just to call in and be sort of, you know, threatening. Isn't it so wonderful? I loved it when people would just call it. You know, the Emperor did that. When he was doing a big Star Wars, the Emperor would do that every time. Frankly, he would call. He never had to leave. And I thought, oh, it would be so wonderful.
Wait, the person who played the Emperor? Or the actual, do you mean the Emperor would take phone calls in those Star Wars movies?
Well, he used to be a senator, Scott, and I was very good friends with him when he was a senator. And when he got promoted, we just sort of had a falling out.
I see.
And I didn't get to know him very well. And then he never leaves his big black tower, and I never got to visit him.
That's too bad.
He had a nasty fall recently. He had a nasty fall.
He had the electricity coming out of his hands, too, I remember.
You know what? Mr. Luke was not very
That's
kind.
That's a problem.
It's like, hey, if you can't contain that.
You know, did he want that electricity to come out of his hands? Or
That's
was
what
that,
I could never figure out. If he
was
embarrassed
playing
by
it off
it?
Like, no, I'm glad this is happening.
Yeah, you got to assume there's been a couple times where he didn't want that coming out. You know, you got a late night, you're a little lonely, and then some electricity shoots out. That's inconvenient.
Yeah.
I have thought many times about how wonderful it would be to have space powers and do, you know, space magic like some of my friends. I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could stretch out my hands and they kept going?
Now, see, that I don't agree with your politics, but I do agree with that. Yeah. That's right.
It would
on the
be
money.
Wonderful if they just kept going and going and going and going and you just,
you know,
encircled
what?
The earth.
It would be fantastic. I think it would be fantastic if I could stretch very far. They'd call me Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, but what are you up to now? I mean, obviously, you're no longer a politician. We've put that to bed. That's a series wrap on you in politics. So what exactly are you up to
now? Excuse me, Scott. We are doing better work than we've ever done, and we've opened up the office, and it's just like the office. I get to look into the camera and say, I just can't believe what this idiot is saying to me right now. Can you believe it? So it's just like office, and it's just like that, and I've got
are you
the weirdo.
Like, are you like Jim, or are you like, what was the name of
Why
the dude?
Why does everybody hate Jim? We love Jim so much. He was a very good boy.
He really was, but I'm more of a Roy guy. You know what I mean?
Well, Roy...
I think Pam
keep a lid on it. Could he? Couldn't keep a lid on it. He
Scott's
would get
more
very
of
upset.
A toxic relationship kind of dude. He's...
Yeah, I thought Roy had a lot to offer.
Roy could not keep a lid on it. Frankly, he lost his mind when he heard about Jim and Pam. I thought, And I didn't like so much with Florida anymore, so we've moved on to a wonderful, wonderful place, and I'm so excited to...
Oh, wow. Where do you live now?
Well, we live in Nashville, Tennessee. Music City, baby. We love
Whoa!
It so much.
Music
I saw
City,
my good
USA.
Friend Ben. I saw Ben, and he was wearing a big hat, and I said, I want to go where the big hat is. They took
well,
us there.
Hey, he had the biggest hat.
I had the chicken that is hotter than anything you've ever touched in your life, Scott. And then they do these chicken tenders with the little... Have you had the chicken with the little bones in it? I didn't know they could do it with the bones. But I had it, and it's very hot, Scott. I'm still thinking
about
it. Well,
this sounds wonderful. It sounds like it's a great place to live if you like big hats and very hot chicken.
And you cannot lie.
No, that's right. If those two things are true.
What are your plans for Nashville? Do you have... Is there a real reason for being there?
Well, you know, you're familiar, I think you are, Mr. Carmel, with in terms of reality shows, and I've done a lot of experience with reality shows, and I thought, how could I take what we've done? We did better than I think anybody's ever done, frankly, with the possible exception of, I don't know, John Lennon. We have done so much with good with president and in terms of all of the political thing. And I said, how can I expand this out? And I got in touch with Chip and Joanna Gaines, and they're starting a wonderful, wonderful channel right now called Magnolia Network on Discovery Plus. And I said, is there room for Donald? Could I maybe get on there?
Really? Are you going to do like a home improvement show?
Well, they tried me out for a bunch of the other reality shows, and I wanted to see if any of that worked. So I married
four. You're not offer only. You had to audition
You did pilots?
Well, so you sort of did like an overall deal. You know, what do you want to appear on with in terms of Discovery Plus? And I think we feel very strongly about Discovery Plus. It is a very
sure,
competitive,
everyone does.
Very competitive
we all
model.
Love it.
Don't we love Discovery Plus, Scott? We love our Discovery Plus.
What type of shows are you doing on Discovery Plus?
Well, you know, everybody's going to Italy, and I'm going to go to Italy and lick on
I didn't
the
know
little,
that.
I'm going to lick on the...
Seems like people are staying away from Italy, actually, but okay, go ahead.
You know, Stanley Tucci had to go to Italy and say, this is how I chop up the bread. And, you know, Bobby and Giada were in Italy together, and I said,
That's
I mean,
true.
Come on, let's be honest. They're balling each other. You know, yeah,
I have no
other.
Opinion on that. I don't know. I really don't know.
Giada so just wakes up at 10 a.m. She says, I'm going to put on just the hottest outfit you've ever seen and just go hang out with my friend Bobby. I don't believe it for a minute. I don't
there may be more to the
minute.
Story. Yeah, you're right about that. So you're going to Italy with a reality show? Or
I wanted to go to Italy, and they told me where it was, and I thought, well, that's... I don't remember it being so much, with regards to Europe.
It's one of the few boot-shaped countries in the world.
It's famously European.
Yeah.
Well, when you're in the bathroom, you're European. And I said, I don't really want to be okay, in a bathroom, and true. I don't want to be a toilet country.
So you're not doing that. So I said,
I'm not going to do Trump in Italy. I don't think I need to go there and, you know, look, oh, that's a big pig. You know, maybe we cook the pig. I didn't want to do it. But I love the food television. It looks so yummy when you see it on the screen, and you don't have to deal with the yucky and all the weird flavors and everything. But I figured I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the chop stage, which, by the way, only half of it's a kitchen, and the rest of it is boys running around with cords.
Well, that's all stages.
So that's what they don't show you on the television, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, even, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that's not, you know, half of it is a big fancy house.
La, 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 la. Don't ruin the illusion, Scott.
I beg your pardon.
He was on the Fresh Prince. Do you not remember that, Scott?
Oh, I don't remember. Really? He was?
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time on Fresh Prince, and now he's doing America's Funniest Home Videos. I think it's very appropriate for Mr. Alfonso.
Yeah, I mean, he starred in America's Funniest Videos that were professional. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't he be the one to
see what the amateurs are up to?
You know what? It never occurred to me that they discount professional videos from America's Funniest Videos. Because there's a lot of videos that are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That
what
they
if-
don't allow on the show.
What and if they just like aired Kids in the Hall sketches and stuff?
They're Mr. skipping Bean? Over all of them because of production value. Fuck you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mr. Bean getting
shot.
That turkey stuck on his head. That's funnier than anything that America's
Mr.
Funniest
Bean
Home
got
Videos
hit in the
has
balls.
Ever
produced.
Ernest sure. went to camp. God damn it! Put it on
he
the
went
show.
So many places. He went to camp. He went to jail. He got scared stupid.
Ernest was one of our closest friends, and we were very, very close with Mr. Ernest. And we'd fallen out in recent years, and we hadn't spoken. And when it was time to select, running mate, we had to select running mate. I said, Let's go Ernest. What's better than Ernest?
Yeah, but unfortunately he's passed on. Yeah, yeah.
That's... He passed on.
Wow, how close we came.
To his great reward.
Yeah, incredible.
We could have done Ernest. Ernest does White House. Wouldn't that have been wonderful?
I mean, I'm surprised it's something that they didn't do. Has Madea ever gone to the White House?
I was going
to
say, I think Madea's taken over that.
Why didn't you have Madea as your running mate? That would have been something.
You know what? I love Madea, and I love Touched by an Angel, of course, and all of it. And
but maybe America wasn't quite ready for a female vice president at that point.
They may not have. I don't think they even watched when Gina Davis did it. You know, they tried to do Gina Davis sure. with it, and I don't think anybody watched, frankly. And Dale Leone, I think, had one, too.
Sure. Yeah, they keep trying. They keep trying. You know, Original Fig, I was thinking... We have a reality TV entrepreneur here. Although he's not an entrepreneur, I want to make it clear that we don't have entrepreneurs on the show any longer. Right. We have small business owners. Mm. But you have so much going on at your liquor store.
It's
it
true.
Sounds kind of like a TV show to me. You know, I mean, you have these drag races.
I know. I mean, what are you proposing here?
I'm proposing that you guys team up here because, I mean, you're both very unique, original people. You know,
my name is original, so there's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very appropriate, and you've got the name recognition already. I think the branding is right behind that. Original. And I love Drag Race, too. I filled in for Rue on Drag Race. And
That hasn't aired yet, I believe.
It hasn't aired yet, but it's a wonderful episode with AOC as judge. And maybe we don't agree on everything, but...
But I'm saying that you guys could team up together and create something really fast. I mean, you, Original Fig, you have to have a TV show idea in you. Everyone does.
Of course I do. And of course, in my desk, there's a pilot I wrote and never showed anybody.
What is this pilot?
Well, we got to hear about this pilot.
It's about a guy who owns a liquor store and he solves liquor-based crimes.
What are liquor-based crimes? People stealing liquor or people using liquor to pour on things to burn them up?
Well, that's two stories right there.
Wow.
You seem surprised, like you hadn't thought there would be two stories.
No, I'm telling you, this is like, I'm not surprised at all. I see this running for many years. There's so many crimes you can commit with liquor, because of liquor.
Because of liquor.
With liquor on the periphery.
Is this sort of like how Law & Order SVU is all sexual-based crimes? This is just...
Much like SVU is particularly heinous crimes. My show would be exclusively about crimes involving liquor in some way.
And this is our main protagonist is a liquor store owner?
Yeah. It's like a cross between, you know, a Law and Order and a Murder, She Wrote.
Right. And does the liquor store owner have a particular skill set that helps him solve
these
crimes?
A particular set of skills?
Sure.
He knows liquor. Mm.
So he's able to, like, come upon a crime scene, tastes the body, and know what liquor that they...
No, what?
Man. Yeah, that you made it weird, Scott.
I mean,
tasting
like...
Tasting a body.
Like, who's
tasting
I don't mean licking the body
like
itself.
This is still, like, rooted in reality.
Yeah, he's tainting the evidence if he's licking it.
What cop is going to let him near a body to, like, lick it?
Original, when they make these shows, they're using a real boy when they're doing the dead body. They don't do the real dead body. So you don't have to worry about that as much.
So does that make you feel better?
I mean, that was not my concern, but I do appreciate the tip.
It's a boy who sits really still, and he's very good with death.
He's good with the concept of death or acting it out?
He's good with death. And I can see a million stories for your little show, Original. For instance.
What do you got? Pitch something.
Well, even this guy.
I wanted to try alcohol. I don't really drink because it was very bad with family and everything. But I said I wanted to try it, and I gave it a shot, and I was very disappointed. Very disappointed, Mr. Original, with what I selected.
It's too bad, because I love it.
Yeah, Original loves it.
I found a beautiful purple drink. I said, I love purple drink. You know, maybe I'll get one with alcohol and liquor in it and beer and everything.
Oh, you like the purple stuff.
And
that's
I reached down
that's
for it.
That's called lean.
Well, yeah. I picked up a beautiful, beautiful bottle of liquor called Fabuloso. And it promised that it would scrub me clean and make me feel really happy and really good. And I drank the whole thing, and I don't remember it tasting particularly well. And
I don't think this was liquor. This sounds like cleaning supplies.
Scott, I don't know what to tell you. It said Fabuloso on it.
Well, original Fig, I feel like you have a great pilot. We have a financer here who has a lot of money. Maybe we can make a show business deal here.
I don't know. I mean, the not drinking, that's kind of a deal breaker because I will be drinking a lot.
But you don't need the money guy to be not drinking all the time.
But having somebody around who's not drinking while I'm drinking a lot is
just
like,
harshing your mellow.
Yeah, it's a real buzzkill.
You want to create a culture for your set, and it seems like having this guy around who isn't going
to
be a part of the
culture. You want this to be
culture.
The first 6 weeks of the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
That's exactly right.
And
that's
the most
exactly
recent
right.
6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he's bookending.
I want everybody on set drinking, cast, crew, everybody. Yep. Visitors to set.
Sure.
Well, it's not a multicam. It's it's an hour.
Oh,
long.
I thought this was going to be a multicam with
why did you
an
think
audience.
That?
Oh, this
because
is a drama,
that would
baby.
Make it awesome.
Well, frankly,
yes,
original...
it's a drama with an audience.
Oh,
there.
I do like the idea of a drama with a live studio audience.
Occasionally, they gasp.
Sometimes people go, oh.
Original, if you want to get it, I can help you get it on Magnolia Network, but Joanna Gaines has to be one of the main characters. She's looking
what
to
do you
do,
think?
She's looking to do a gritty live drama.
Does she drink?
She's Christian, so I'm not sure, but
oh, she drinks. She drinks. She's that sort
she does.
Of she's that sort of fake Christian where I'm from Texas. Yeah, it's cool. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, and she'll light a
yeah,
cigarette.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want down here. Yeah.
She'll badmouth the children rocking around and everything, and oh, her shiplap on that backsplash looks like shit. She says cool.
Is she familiar with the phrase "it's wine o'clock somewhere"?
We, you know what? We have pitched a number of Target women's department shirts, and she's full of them. She knows it's
she
1 o'clock
always.
Somewhere. You're going to have to change your own diaper. Mommy had too much. We did that one as a caftan.
As a caftan, a crap. Well, original, were you going to star in this, or are you just the writer and creator?
No, again, I'm no actor. Ghost
I thought maybe you could
yet to come.
Yeah, dress up like the Christmas yet to come ghost.
No, but
this.
I would make a cameo in every episode,
doing
much
what?
Like the master Alfred Hitchcock.
M. Night Shyamalan style.
M. Night, I feel like M. Night
more
takes
than a cameo.
It a little too far.
Oh, he was humble at first, and then he really thought he found his legs.
He's
after
the one character from Unbreakable who returned in Split. So who's going to star? I mean, it's not going to be Chip, I would imagine. But you got Joanna, what's her name?
Joanna Gaines. She's just a beautiful woman who flips houses and she flips churches. And a lot of people go to this church. What if we flipped it and it was a beautiful house for two people? And she's doing great work.
I mean, the main character could be a woman. It's not, you know, this is not a role that has to be a man.
Wait a minute. You got Joanna Gaines. What about Chris Gaines, a.k.a. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks?
But he hasn't been on the scene for a while.
The king
He's
of
due
the soul
for a
patch.
Comeback.
He's
I
back.
Love Chris Gaines. You know what? I love alter egos more than I like the regular people.
Yeah.
I love Chris Gaines. I love Sasha Fierce.
Love Sasha.
Buster Poindexter.
Slim Shady. He was a very, very
love
good
Slim
friend.
Shady. Love Slim Shady.
But this is, I mean, you got Gaines and Gaines.
Gains and gains.
And then the ratings will gain and gain with
They'll
this. This is
gains,
a slam
yeah.
dunk. This is like a baseball player hitting three triples and ending up on first base with two runs.
Yep.
Wait, what's it? One player does this?
Yeah, well, if three balls are in play, they can hit three different balls.
You add three balls into the game. We think it's a more legitimate sport if there are
It makes
more
baseball
balls
more
in
exciting.
Play.
If it's like pinball. Yeah, multi-ball. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Also, Scott would love for basketball if you tilt the rim sideways. 90 degrees.
Not just the rim, no, everything.
Everything.
But shouldn't you have something hovering over the basket that tries to knock the shots away?
That's what I'm saying, yes. A Professor X type character, yes.
Okay, I've been saying that for a long time.
Sure. Well, this sounds great. I think we got a deal here. I think this former politician, Donald Trump.
I have not agreed to it, but go ahead.
But I think we're close. You got gains and gains.
Nowhere
involved.
Did I ever say that I agreed to this, but it's interesting that you say I think we got a deal here.
Original, I want you to agree to this, and I want you to do this. I think this is going to be very good for you. I want a commitment right now. Okay?
What if I just say yes, and then I don't do it?
That would actually fine, be right? kind of badass, wouldn't it? That's pretty cool, actually.
That's what I'm going to do.
I would have okay, to respect wow. you.
Yes, we have a deal.
Yeah, we did it. Nailed Langston, it. We did it.
We fucking did it. We made a deal, and we get more money than man. Both of you. This is sweet.
Finder's fees, of course. You know, that's non-negotiable if the deal doesn't happen or if it does.
I don't remember when used to actually got inserted into the project.
Oh, producers, goes without baby. Saying.
We're it's producers.
Standard. I don't remember SOP. That being stated ever, but okay.
Sure. We helped fine-tune that vision in a way that you couldn't do without us.
Very
we're the
true.
Guys who came
very
up with Gains and Games.
Gains and Games.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Well, look, guys, we're running out of time. It's great to have a deal in the books, but we only have one final feature on this show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Hey, everybody, I got something to say. It's time to wrap this PSA. I like kisses. I like hugs. Come on, everybody, let's do the plugs.
Everybody, say no to drugs. Shake your body.
Do the plugs. Do the plugs, we out.
Ooh, I like it. That was I Like Kisses by Gold's Golden. Thank you so much to Gold's Golden for that wonderful plug theme.
I like and, that they said don't do drugs because yeah, drugs are bad.
Langston, what do you want to plug here? Obviously, you have your podcast.
Yes, please listen to my podcast. It's called My Mama Told Me. If you like conspiracy theory and nonsense and black people or any of those things, any combination of it, then please.
I call that the Holy Trinity.
But yeah, listen to that podcast and start watching Pause with Sam J on May 20th. It's great.
Pause with Sam J on May 20th. All right. Original Fig, what do you have to plug?
I just want everyone to know that Gethsemane Liquor and Scratcher will be back open Memorial Day. So come on down, spend a whole day there. We will be memorializing our fallen dead. And also, we will be doing.
Do you mean soldiers or in the armed forces? Or do you just mean
no, everyone who has died? And wow. We
That's
will also
list.
Be doing excerpts from George M. Cohan's Yankee Doodle Dandy.
All right, Donald Trump. Yes, that's your name. What do you have to plug
Please
here?
Call me Donald Trump. We have a wonderful, wonderful show coming up on Magnolia Network. It's the first one that we've gotten through, and I'm so excited that I want everyone to watch The Three Organized Men. So you know with Christmas how they had three wise men.
Sure.
So we have The Three Organized Men. We're going to organize your life, and it takes us like 3 years to get to your house because we're following God's big star.
Okay. But we just like a Marie Kondo kind of thing?
It's a little bit with Marie Kondo, but it's me. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor and John Oates. And we come to your house and we say, oh, you've got a big pile over here and a big pile over here, and let's make it beautiful. Let's put all your books in a beautiful order.
Well, I want to plug, I have a different show, Threedom, which comes out on Thursdays. That's myself and a gentleman by the name of Paul F. Tompkins and a gentlewoman, a very gentle woman by the name of Lauren Lapkus.
So gentle.
And it's just the three of us sitting around talking and playing games and being ourselves. That comes out on Thursdays, anywhere podcasts are sold. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Wow. Well, when you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that a little I missed. You think you're crying and you need what to do, do, do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up.
Don't mess around with it. Oh my God.
That was some remix.
That was Close Up the Plug Bag 2021 by Sidewinder Ansible. Thank you so much to Sidewinder Ansible for that remix. And guys, thank you so much for being here. Langston, always great to see you.
What a pleasure.
Let's keep coming to what we were saying, half the time in between your next episode, and then half that.
I'll see you in 4.5 months.
Okay, we'll see you then. Obviously, Donald Trump, it's great to meet you.
You know what? I also want to say you should listen to What Things Are What Things, which is my favorite comedy podcast, and some little boys talk about What Things Are What Things. It's really, really good.
Getting some plugs in at the under the wire.
I appear on it a lot, and I figured I should mention it.
And they're good boys?
They're good boys. James Austin Johnson is a very, very good boy. And Zachary Pugh, who's the bad boy? You need contrast.
Yeah, you definitely do. I've heard. Yeah.
It's called What Things Are Wet Things?
Wet Things Are Wet Things. And we find out how we're going to dry all the different things. And it's a lot of fun.
You ever mentioned an orca on there?
You know what? The orca, you know, Jaws is a very good friend. And he said that he and orca weren't speaking in recent years and they want to reconnect. And we might be talking to Joanna about that. I think we could get a crew. Maybe get Caesar Milan down there to, you know, snap at the orca and say, you know, sit down.
Sure. A wet snap. That's hard to do. But if anyone can do it, Caesar Milan can.
Oh, he's the best, isn't he?
And listen, we're going to be going through a wet snap at Gethsemane Liquor and Scratcher starting Memorial Day.
Starting Memorial Day, a wet snap, really?
Yeah, that means everybody's going to be drinking all day long.
Okay, great. So it's starting just on the Monday of that holiday weekend? Or
that's right.
I would start it a little earlier, maybe the Friday.
Nope. See your loved ones, finish up at the liquor store, that's what I say.
Finish up on Monday. All right, guys, we'll see you next week for our 12th anniversary episode. That's going to be a fun one. We'll see you next time. Thanks, bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.